Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
Welcome to the Ninja Forms Meet the Team miniseries. Today I'm joined by the vocally talented, office managing, magnificent multi-woman, den mother to conquer all, our very own Ninja Jenny.
I don't even know what to say about that. That was so much.
That's because there's so much to you, Jenny.
Okay, if you say so.
So we're here as part of our Meet the Team miniseries, and the whole purpose behind this is to let our users, anyone who follows Ninja Forms, know who are these people, right?
I'm like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, kind of like that. Kind of like pulling back the veil. Who's behind the curtain? So what better way to get to know someone than to ask them 20 questions, right?
Is that what's happening?
That's what's happening.
There's 20?
There's 20 questions.
I hope I have good answers.
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay. Question one. If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with your extra time?
That's a really good question. I don't know what that even feels like.
I know, right?
Okay. I'd spend more time with Sasha. We would go out to the park more and people and dog watch.
Yeah.
And bird watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because Sasha is your wonderful...
She is,
Lhasa
Sasha.
Opsa.
Yeah, Sasha the Wonder
Mups.
Dog. Mups. Yep. She has a million nicknames. It always, if I'm talking about her as far as what she is, it always goes in this order. Her top three, Sasha Lamb, Sasha Lion, Sasha Bear. They all
fair.
Come out like that. Yeah.
So if you didn't have to sleep, more time...
More time with Sasha.
With the doggo.
Yeah.
I love it. Question two. What fictional place would you most like to visit, be it from a book, movie, etc., and why?
These are good questions. Yeah, no, not that one. Nobody gets to know what. No one gets to know what that one was. The one that just ran through my head. It went in one side and out the other.
Okay.
A fictional place. Gosh, not that one either. I know, right? Okay, I'm gonna come up with one. Can I? It has to be fictional.
Yes.
It can't be a real place.
Very specifically, has to be fictional.
Well.
All right. What's that one, Jenny?
Okay. All right. I'll give you that one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I would go. I feel like I would want to go back in time to. I would want to be one of Jane Austen's characters because I really do like all of her stories.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she was kind of right on the cusp of after people got beheaded a whole lot.
Yeah.
For stuff. So.
That's fair.
I don't want to live in that. Like I'd say the time period that Marie Antoinette lived in because I love the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Any place that I want to go is going to have something to do with the way the world looked artistically.
Okay.
And even though their clothes were so incredibly uncomfortable, they were gorgeous.
Okay.
So, but I don't want to live around Marie Antoinette's time because I feel like I would have been beheaded for something. She was wrongfully beheaded, so.
That's fair.
Jane Austen.
Okay.
I feel like she was kind of the bit after.
Awesome.
So.
All right. Question three. What hobby would you get into if time and money were not an issue?
Oh, I would be designing clothes like all the time because it's a hobby. Plus, I love it. So, yes.
Yeah,
I would
fair.
Be. I would be making couture things to run on the runways of Paris.
Well, I'm glad the answer was easy for you.
Oh, yeah.
Question four, what is your biggest day-to-day motivator? What keeps Jenny fueled?
I don't feel fueled. So if your tank feels empty, what's the motivator?
What keeps Jenny putting along?
I work, my niece sent me an actual picture that was on like a wooden, it was a little wooden block that someone had made. You know how those wooden blocks have become all the rage? Like paint a block, put some words on a block, inspire the world. She sent me one that was extremely me. And it said, I work hard so my dog can have a better life. So there you go. That's my, Sasha's the motivator.
Okay. Yeah. So once again, it comes back
it's
to Mups.
It's Sasha. Yeah. I know, little Mups. If you guys could see her, you would know why.
She's
completely charming.
Yep.
Yeah.
She is a elderly dog that looks like a puppy.
She looks like a puppy.
Yeah.
And she's amazing, so.
Question five. What is your biggest fear?
There's three.
Three. Okay.
They're all, but they
I mean,
all.
If you want, you can hit us with all three.
They all have silence in common, and they're not in any particular order.
Okay.
So, sharks, ninjas, and spiders.
Sharks.
Sharks, ninjas, and spiders.
Ninjas and spiders. See, I could relate with you on the spiders, but let's talk about the ninjas for a second. You work.
I know, but our logo is really friendly. Like, they don't actually look like what ninjas are, which is silent assassins.
Okay, so what I was wondering there is anytime I draw up a featured image for one of our blog posts with the ninja mascot, are you like in utter fear?
No, because they're precious.
Oh, okay, it's
they
different.
Look like, yeah, they're like sweet ninjas because they do things like write code.
They do.
Instead of killing people.
And deliver the mail.
Right.
And, yeah.
No, they're totally, no, it's a different feeling.
That's
I know.
Awesome.
No, it's true, though. I'm afraid of them.
Well, thank you for sharing your deepest fears with us.
You're welcome.
Question 6. What is the most annoying habit that other people have? This implies that you do not have that annoying habit.
I don't have that habit.
Mm-hmm.
Litter.
Okay,
there are too
yeah.
many litter bugs on the planet.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Word of caution.
Not putting your trash where it goes.
No. Yeah, yeah. I hate it. It's everywhere.
Yeah, that's
I think
fair.
It's the epitome of, it's just like, it's the tell-all for, I don't care.
Yeah. Or privilege, right?
It's awful.
Yeah.
Litter.
Yeah, litter. I gotcha. Question 7. If you had to change your name, what would your new name be, and why would you choose that name?
I can't even think of a name that would fit me. Isn't that sad? Can you answer this question, John?
Can I answer
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you pick for me. If I could change my name,
uh-huh.
what should it be and why? See? That's not easy. What would
I don't know. That's like me reaching into your heart, though,
I know.
Right?
Okay. We'll just say Caroline.
Caroline.
I think Caroline's okay. a pretty name.
Attached.
Because my mom's name's Carolyn, which I think is really pretty.
Oh, okay. I wondered if it had like a specific musical attachment, if that was.
No. Yeah. Well, see, and that's just it, too. There's already songs attached to my name that people wrote before I was ever even on the planet. So it's hard to get around that.
Well, I didn't know if we were going to go in like the Sweet Caroline.
No, but I do like that song.
Okay, that's fair.
That's not the reason.
So Caroline it is.
Caroline.
But that's not the reason.
No, it's not the reason.
That's fair. Question 8. What food do you find disgusting?
This is an awful thing to say, but it's not like both my parents don't know it. So,
okay.
And I'm sure they're listening, you
uh-huh.
know, from the other
oh,
side.
Yeah.
Right now,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Mom, but I know Dad loves asparagus, but that asparagus casserole, the smell of the casserole alone, like I can smell it in memory. Yeah, you know, because those memories are your deepest ones, the
mm-hmm.
ones connected to scent.
Oh, yeah.
It attacks a gag reflux,
asparagus
just the thought of it.
Casserole.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds really gooey.
It's not. It's
mushy.
I don't know. It's got too many things going on
uh-huh.
that my dad absolutely loved. My mom knew how to pick good asparagus, so it's not that it's not that she did not choose asparagus properly.
It's just what it was that you didn't care for.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's interesting. I'm going to have to look up asparagus casserole.
Well, I don't know if everyone makes it different or if this was, I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
It was, ugh. Okay.
Question 10. If you can know the absolute and total truth to one question, what question would you ask? A lot of people either take the route of like scientific or spiritual at this
point.
That's usually
and
where it
goes. And I'm torn between the two.
Yeah.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
So you're going scientific then.
I am. I want to know.
And also, you need to set like a measure to define the lick, right? Like, is it a full
right.
like back of the tongue to
well,
the tip?
Well, we don't know because that owl always chomped.
Exactly.
I mean, he licked like
exactly.
three and then like made a crunch noise and he's like three.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no.
Yeah.
Because you can't crunch it. But no, I would like to know if anyone's ever made it that far.
Mm-hmm. And you also need, like, the density of the tongue. Like, if it's a cat's
right?
tongue versus a dog's tongue, like...
There
know,
it is.
There's too many variables.
There is. There's just too many. But I would like to know if it's... If anyone... I would like to know if someone has that kind of willpower.
Yeah.
I want to meet that person. Because once you know that hard shell is getting kind of soft...
Once
like,
it's getting soft, you just
want to can't even
bite
help
in.
Yourself.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah.
I agree. Question 11. What takes up too much of your time?
Cleaning.
Okay.
Cleaning. And so in some respects, there's parts of my life I've abandoned it. And I'm such a perfectionist and a tidy person, and my mom would always call me Little Miss Neatnik. But truly, if you could, there's a few people that have graced the door of my apartment that
uh-huh.
I'm like, you're only allowed in if you promise not to judge on the level of dust.
So if you look back at the pie chart of Jenny's life, you know, say you're, you know, you've reached 100, right? And you're looking back on your pie chart of life. You're going to see a wide portion of that pie
cleaning.
Is going to be cleaning.
Cleaning. And so in some respects, I'm like, cleaning or spend time with mups.
Yeah.
Mups. Yeah.
Question 12. Of the places you visited, what was your favorite?
Well, my absolute favorite, we'll just say this, not an absolute, well, it can't. That there's not enough time to think about all the places.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. So based on the fact I have a limited amount of time to pull memory.
Uh-huh.
I would say the Upper Peninsula when my dad took me up there to see the Great Lakes. And it was in the, like, deep fall, so I was in heaven.
Yeah.
Because everything was beautiful, and it was, like, freezing cold for the rest of the world, but perfect for me.
That's fair.
So, yeah, that was great.
All right, question 13. What is the dumbest way that you've been injured?
I get injured all the time. I got injured last night with a spray. Okay, there we go. See?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Using a spray bottle to like spray cleaner.
Like a regular.
Cleaning. A spray bottle.
A regular spray bottle.
A spray bottle.
And
a
you
pump.
Almost took off your finger.
I scraped the skin right off it with the little thingy. I guess my fingers were not placed properly around the neck of the bottle. So it raked my finger. So there it is.
Either A, that spray bottle is not, the plastic on it is not cut correctly and is way too sharp.
Right.
Or B, you're way too strong.
I don't know my own strength. I think that's pretty stupid to be injured by a spray bottle.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I did it to myself.
Sure.
So that's kind of dumb.
Hey, that's your call.
it's okay. I can live with it.
Question 14. What artist or song do you put on when you can't decide what to listen to?
Garrett Tucker.
Aw.
I do. He's playing right now for Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it on. I hit one of his albums on repeat so she can listen to amazing, gorgeous, instrumental, acoustic music while I'm gone. And because she loves listening to him play.
Yeah.
When
and
he's
would, you,
in town,
would you like
so.
To give a brief synopsis of who
Garrett Tucker is? Garrett Tucker. He's the significant other person in my life who's a professional musician. And
insanely talented.
He happens to just be sick.
Yeah.
He is really good. I don't think there's anything he can't play.
Yeah, he is wickedly talented.
So, there you go.
And a super nice person.
And he is. He is a nice person. And he's a great RC pilot as well, so.
Very cool.
I know. I got him another airplane for his birthday.
He can just do it all, can he?
He can. He can. Garrett does it all.
Well, a multi-man to go with the multi-woman. It makes sense.
Yay.
Question 15. What's your favorite movie?
Oh, that's so difficult. I have so many favorite films.
What's just a movie that you can watch?
Pollyanna.
Pollyanna. Okay.
I love Pollyanna.
Okay.
I think Walt Disney's Pollyanna is so amazing, and I think it's, I love it, I think, just because it's so simple, but it has, like, such a crazy, amazing message to it.
Yeah.
So, The Glad Game.
Awesome. Question 16.
We're rolling through them.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What is your ideal way to spend the weekend?
Ooh.
No barriers, no limits.
Can I change the weather?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, fall. It's fall.
Okay.
It has to be fall, and I'm sitting outside staring at my beautiful little garden that I made with all my gorgeous flowers.
Very cool.
Mups is beside me, and I'm drinking a mimosa, and there's sunshine on my shoulders because it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Just not doing anything.
Yeah.
And on occasion, I guess, you know, there could be someone else to talk to would be nice, too. So a friend or by myself, either one. I'm happy by myself.
That weekend sounds very pleasant.
Yeah, just breathing, breathing deep.
Nice. Question 17, time travel. Are you going to the future or the past and why?
I'm going to the past for the clothes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I figured that would tie into the previous question.
Yeah, I'm going to the past. I don't want to look at that quite yet because there's still litter in my present day. So if that gets worse, I'll be so angry.
Unless they could solve the litter thing.
If they can solve litter in the next 5 minutes, maybe I'll take a trip to the future. But if the litter's worse,
Okay.
No, clothes.
Question 18. If you can meet anyone in human history, who would Jenny like to have a conversation with?
I would like to have a conversation with Jenny Lind, who lived in the 1800s.
Uh-huh.
She was actually who I was named. My parents named me after her. She was known as the Swedish Nightingale. She was an opera singer.
Very cool.
She was apparently a really amazing person as well, unlike how she's been depicted in film recently, which I actually saw the film, and I loved The Greatest Showman, but I don't really think that P.T. Barnum was actually depicted accurately either. He comes off way more benevolent than I feel like he probably really was.
When I think of Barnum, I think of a malevolent person, not a benevolent one.
This is the first time a lot of people have heard her name, but I've heard her name all my life.
Nice.
So,
that's really cool.
Yeah. Jenny Lind.
Question 19. What movie would be greatly improved if it were made into a musical?
If X-Men was made into a musical. I think that would be hysterical.
I can get down to that.
I don't know if it would fall into the category of being much improved.
Hey, that's not...
but it would be entertaining.
I think improved is a relative term here. So,
yeah,
I'm with you.
If there was some part of that was musical, can you imagine how that would come off?
Yeah. I mean, Hugh Jackman can already sing.
I know. So. And I love him. He's my second choice, but mm-hmm. he's not really, I don't feel like he's a trip into the past to meet somebody, but I would like to have a cappuccino with him.
Sure.
Somewhere in England.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
I know. I just want to talk to him.
Question 20. What would be the coolest animal to scale up to the size of a blue whale?
Because that's a little intimidating.
Yes.
Choose carefully. Well, we know it wouldn't be a spider. or a shark, because some of them are big enough already. Those contenders.
You're definitely not a blue whale-sized ninja, right?
Mm-mm. No. A black bear.
A black bear, okay.
Because I
that
think,
would be...
Well, they're not supposed to be carnivorous, I don't think. I think they normally...
I think they're omnivorous. Yeah, so they... meat and...
But I think their meat is supposed to be like fish.
Okay.
Because I was supposed to be able to... You know, go into a pen and pet some of them in the Upper mm-hmm. Peninsula, but they said that we came too late in the year.
Oh.
And so the ones that were like little cubs were now kind of juniors.
Yeah.
And that they're kind of, they gnaw.
Aggressive at that point.
Yeah, a little too gnaw.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be gnawed
a
on.
A giant black bear. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm with you. So I lied to you. That was your 20th question, but there is a
bonus round.
Oh, my God.
This is a secret question 21 from the ether. Are you ready?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I know. It doesn't matter if I'm ready or not.
It doesn't matter
if
you're
ready. Here comes the question.
What would be the worst thing for the government to make illegal, no matter how absurd, that would ultimately result in your inevitable imprisonment?
Mm.
Something that you do, something that you eat.
Champagne.
Something that you... Champagne. Okay. So if champagne...
If it was illegal,
yeah,
that ruined my day.
Okay.
Like my day that, you know, if I got to do whatever I wanted to do in the fall and I'm sitting outside mm-hmm. having a mimosa, it would just be a glass of orange juice.
I gotcha.
Not the same feeling.
So if there was a Prohibition 2.0, like this would be scary times
It
for
would be
Jenny.
A problem.
Yeah.
If I couldn't have a glass
You'd
of champagne.
You'd be going champagne. Into the back alley getting a champagne
right.
bottle from someone. Yeah. Like, so, he opens the trench coat like,
I know.
Want to buy some champagne?
Here comes the champagne bottle. Yeah, no, that'd be sad.
Yeah, okay.
I'd be in prison, though?
Yeah, for champagne. Maybe since you're already in prison, though, they would just feel sorry for you and give you the champagne once you're there.
Open. Right. I'm already in, I'm jailed.
Oh, Jenny, thank you for joining me. Now is the part of the interview where I get to rate your performance. You didn't know this was going to be an employee review, did you?
No, I didn't know I got...
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'll
I
give
can
you,
take it.
I'll give you like a 7 adorable Lhasa Apsas out of 3 really ornate flower arrangements.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's so, good, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
you did great.
Okay, good.
You did great.
Well, I mean, it's to be put on the spot for mm-hmm. some rather interesting questions.
Yeah.
So
it's the name of the game.
That
it's
is,
the name
apparently,
of the game.
That's the name of this game.
Well, everyone, thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting Ninja Forms. This has been your Getting to Know You, Meet the Team, Ninja Jenny.
Bye.